Taxes kept low by 5th, says Colonel Hall, the Atlanta Georgian, Saturday, 28th March 1914, September 7th edition, final, page 3, column 6. Militia commander urges employers to allow men to join. Tells benefits. Should the attitude of employers in Atlanta remain antagonistic and the 5th Regiment be forced to disband, taxes in Atlanta would be materially raised, according to Colonel Orville H. Hall. The very fact that a regiment of the National Guard is stationed here keeps down the taxes, he said Saturday. Fire insurance rates are also lowered. At present, the Atlanta police force is far too small. Efforts are being made for the addition of 40 more men. If the force is inadequate under normal conditions, it is far too small in times of stress when riots break out. 40 additional policemen would cost the city approximately $40,000. At present, only $1,000 is given to the regiment by the city. The balance is obtained from the federal government and the state. The state pays $25,000 for the maintenance of the 5th and the government about $90,000. Insurance rates affected. Besides this, the insurance rates are affected. Suppose a fire should break out on Whitehall Street and should become uncontrollable. The police force would be inadequate to patrol properly the entire district and plunderers would raid the burned houses. With a regiment of militia subject to call, the insurance companies realize the protection from this source and insurance rates are somewhat lower. The 5th Regiment is a potential factor in the welfare of Atlanta. We have the only full regiment of any city south of Baltimore. Other cities twice as large are forced to split with smaller towns, which divides the corps of officers. At present, the 5th is far below the minimum set by law. We are required to have 56 men besides the officers in each company. Must be recruited. In some instances, we are down to 35. This cannot last long, and soon the federal inspectors will recommend that drastic measures be taken for the remedy of the deficiencies. In cases of riots, the people have been more than glad to see us turn out. During the riots of 1896, a soldier was looked upon as a godsend. The National Guard is given no small credit in stopping those troubles, yet the people have forgotten it. The militia was called out one night during the Frank trial. Although we were not on the streets, every officer was at the armory prepared to call the other members. However, when the mobs became quieter, we were dismissed. At first, the officials denied this because it was said that the good name of Atlanta would be injured. But it is true, nevertheless. It is not a matter of money. The regiment is well fortified in a financial way from the support received from the government and state. All we ask is that employers allow their employees to join the National Guard and to attend all drills, inspections, encampments, and parades. Surely that is not unreasonable when one considers the great benefits derived. Remedy to be formulated. It was stated at a joint meeting of a special committee of the regiment and the military committee of the Chamber of Commerce, held in the chamber's new quarters Friday afternoon, that the hostile attitude that prevails widely among Atlanta's businessmen threatens to disrupt the regiment. It was said that a large number of employers resent the activity of their employees in the regiment, and that many of the troopers are hindered seriously in their connection with the organization. A plan to remedy this condition will be presented to the Board of Directors of the Chamber of Commerce at a meeting Monday, when the views of Atlanta's businessmen will be ascertained as to the membership of their employees in the National Guard.